All right, so I think we're going to get started here. If you all want to come around, and I'll tell you a little bit about what it is we're doing here today. So the long story short is that my friend Alicia and I were connected to this public radio station from Southern California, 88.5 FM, the SoCal Sound, and they wanted to cut a video session, and we thought it would be a great idea to do it out here at the house, as for obvious reasons, I hope. And if y'all know anything about me, and I think pretty much everybody here does, you know that public radio is something that's really, really important to me and a huge part of my life in Austin. And so any opportunity to collaborate with a public radio station elsewhere is just like catnip for me, kind of. So this is my friend Bob Hoffner. My name is TJ Masters, and usually my music is released under the name Guma. I don't really think of myself as Guma. Guma is kind of like the name of the group to me. So maybe tonight we're just TJ and Bob, but we're going to play some Guma music for y'all. And I think because you're on my turf, I'd like to start with a tune about a couple of animals that live here with me and Bridget. And I hope y'all don't mind if I talk a little bit about the songs. I feel like maybe this is a good environment to do that. I try not to really do that too much on stage, but if you don't mind, I'll tell you a little bit about them. This is a tune called Poor Wanda. And if you didn't know, the phrase pecking order comes from the world of chickens. Chickens will self-sort into hierarchies of dominance by pecking at each other. And it's pretty easy to tell which one is on the top, and it's pretty easy to tell which one is on the bottom, because they're getting picked on all the time, pecked on. But the ones in the middle are kind of ambiguous, and I think that there's something relatable about that. I think in our lives, it's really easy to see who's on top, and it's pretty easy to see who's on the bottom, but it's not always so clear where we are in relation to each other, and there are some interesting thoughts and feelings maybe that come out of that. So this is a tune called Poor Wanda. Not the first in line, but far from the end. Doesn't stand out as much as she blends in. Wanda the hen. She got filtered water and organic feed. The basic level in the hierarchy of needs. And now we'll see if she'll borrow and beg or lay us an egg. Who took the wire and stuck it to the wall? And who put Wanda in the middle of it all? That's the part that gets stuck in her craws. What does it all mean for poor Wanda? Winter Arthur is a kinder version of himself, and I think it suits him well. There's no explanation as to why, when the temperature is high, he just gets meaner. And who could ever be like that? Out with reason only reacts. It's no wonder I keep feeding that cat. Arthur speaks to me.
One seeks to buy, one to purloin. Arthur and Wanda, neither known shame. You pity the players, don't hate the game. In 2020, Wanda stood up for herself, gained a couple pounds. She could make the rounds in 10 seconds flat. First out the door in the morning. Ooh, yes, she is. Later that year, Arthur kept us from tears. He knows habits have a way of reading in. First at my feet in the morning.
Thank you. I have to confess, and I'll confess only to y'all who are here present tonight, I'm starting to have second thoughts about this tune, Bob. And no, it's a great tune. I'm so glad we did this together, and Bob did a great string arrangement for it, and the recording just turned out phenomenally. But the thing about songs that are funny is that just like jokes that are funny, they kind of stop being funny after after a little bit. And so this is a tune that I get a lot of compliments about, because I think not just because it's funny, because it's very true to our life here in Texas, but I'm trying to tell these jokes with the same amount of bright-eyedness as when they first appeared. So that's my little sharing of doubts about this tune. But if you live here in Texas with us, and most of you do, you can't help but drive everywhere. And if you drive everywhere, you can't help but be surrounded by other drivers. And that's really the crux of the problem, I guess, the more that I think about it. Yeah, it's not so much the driving that's the issue. It's the humans, maybe. But yeah, I guess most of this tune is based on a true story.
Jesus Christ, I almost was T-boned by a trailer full of tires. It's another day driving the highway of Texas. Big truck or sedan, you can take it on the road out here in Texas. Outlaw or law-abider, temporary plate provider, nothing could stop nobody from driving. Credit goes wherever it is due, and you'll go wherever you want to. On any other day, driving the highway, riding the byway of Texas. Don't worry if you blow it, if it's got wheels you can tow it here in Texas. Driving drunk or designated, no ID, unregistrated, they can't catch them all and they won't catch you. Darling, treat every yellow light like it's a question, and the speed limit is merely a suggestion. And you'll spend another day driving the highways, the byway, beating the back roads of Texas.
Let's go on a little drive, Bob.
All the time. Naturally, out of four lanes, you'd suddenly change three. Texting with your sister, you had almost missed her exit. Now, if you don't cause an accident, I will. But put between a brick wall and the wheel, I'll smoke your ass with gasoline and steel. And I'll spend another day driving the highways, riding the byways, beating the back roads, dodging the tolls of Texas. Hiding in a canteen somewhere just outside of Abilene am I. Three killed in the crash, almost out of cash and three drinks in. If the waitress looks at me again, I'll die. Treat every flashing light like it's a question, and the speed limit is merely a suggestion. And I'll spend another day driving the highways, riding the byways, beating the back roads, dodging the tolls, avoiding the highway patrol.
So this is a tune called House Analog, and it's not in the sense like analog versus digital. It's in the sense that like building an analog of a real house, I guess, in a fake world.
Soon I will be idle, but not before I'm ready, not a moment too soon. Stillness, it comes like a hammer to the teeth. So simple to be misunderstood. What can you do? Post to the people and start threads, roll heads and misconnection.
Take a walk, Bob.
Huh? the coffin and the nail? Does the serpent finish eating its tail? As far as the ego comes, ooh, I have an ancient one. From the top of the thing, fountain to the spring, each time I check, it is different. Is it? Isn't it? It is. Isn't it?
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College, streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.